Happy Thursday, Carbondale. This is Katie and Kay, Carbondale Community Access Radio, Glenwood Springs, Carbondale, the Roaring Fork Valley, and beyond. It is almost 4:01 p.m. this lovely afternoon, actually. You're tuning into Everything Under the Sun, the Soper Sun's kind of weekly half-hour news show every Thursday afternoon at 4 p.m., on which we kind of discuss what's going on in the paper, have an opportunity to talk about what we have been able to report, and sometimes be lucky enough to kind of discuss some of the things that didn't get into the paper, but were relevant to our readers anyway on a different outlet. My name's Megan Tackett. It's been a minute, actually. I've been out of town for 3 weeks on my honeymoon, so eternally grateful for editor Will Grandbois and the rest of my team at the newspaper for kind of filling in the void. And that includes myriad freelancers who kind of stepped up and made sure the newspaper had content so it didn't all fall on Will's shoulders. If you haven't gotten a chance to look at the paper this week, there's a lot going on. I particularly resonated with Jeannie Perry is probably one of my favorite columnists, regardless of outlet. I know I'm a little biased toward the Sun, obviously, but she just kind of rocks it in general. And this week's column I thought was really great because she said, life is like a Mexican train ride, and I just spent the last several weeks on European train rides. But it was a really, really nice reminder to make sure you have a positive outlook and how, you know, everything seems so exciting and romanticized when you're first getting on that train and you're in a new space and a new culture with new people. But the reality of it is after 6, 7, maybe even 8 hours on that train, and you've gotten through your reading material and the rest of the passengers are kind of nodding off to sleep, you can kind of realize, oh man, I'm a little bored right now. And the reality is that life's going to pass you by regardless of how you choose to engage with it. So better off being positive and being active and present. And I think that's a really nice reminder. I will say that for anyone who cares about my little reflection, I think you're doing really well in life when you can travel with the love of your life for 3 weeks in an amazing, you know, round a continent kind of tour and then be so happy to come home. My husband and I both have just been so, so happy to come home and see our friends and pet the dog and see that there's a fresh coat of snow on Mount Soperus. So we are very lucky. And thank you, Jeannie, for kind of resonating with me on that count. It was a really good column, and it is in this week's paper, which just hit the streets this afternoon. So please check it out if you haven't already. And to the aforementioned freelancers, I've been promised that we are going to be joined. You're not going to have to listen to me kind of solo speaking into the void for the entire half hour, I hope. My hope is that we're going to be joined with some representatives from the Roaring Fork High School soccer team because they are absolute rock stars that Will has been covering over the last couple of weeks as well. So they're not here yet because they've got practice from 4 to 6 and their coach Nick has generously let them go for a couple minutes to come into the studio and chat. And that is the beauty of live radio. So hopefully we'll be interrupted / joined with some company in a bit. But in the interim, I think it's a nice time to kind of really go through the paper and pay some proper homage to our fabulous Soper Sun correspondents and freelancers who really are, I think, sometimes the unsung heroes of the newspaper. With a little weekly nonprofit like this, a lot of people don't realize it's so easy when you're reading a newspaper to think it must be some huge operation, and it's really not. It's Terry Ritchie, our fabulous layout and graphic design queen, and Will Grandbois, my aforementioned fearless editor, myself as a reporter, and Jane Bachrach as a photographer. So your weekly, for every 1,000 copies that are printed, there's pretty much one person on staff. And we really wouldn't be able to make this work if we didn't have the amazing supplemental talent that we have. And in this week's paper, you get to sample several pieces from that talent brigade, including Trina Ortega, who is a former editor and really, really kind of caught us up on the fact that Sooty Ranch or Shooty Ranch, I've heard both pronunciations pretty much with equal frequency, but she was really, really kind of chatting about the Bureau of Land Management, BLM, is seeking community commentary, basically, about there's three options that are being proposed about how to manage that land. It's no small parcel. We're talking about 557 acres. Right along County Road 112, south of Cattle Creek. It's been a huge, huge part of the community for a long, long time, and there are three separate options. So BLM is seeking feedback. If you would like to do that, please, please do so. And there's a wonderful article that Trina went pretty in-depth with on page 3 for this week's feature. Obviously, last night was Halloween, and Jane, if you're listening, I love, love your photo page this week. It's fantastic, and our cover. A lot of the kiddos that were adorably dressed, there's a Pikachu right in the center of page 5, treats, not tricks. And for those on the adult side of that spectrum, if I didn't get to see you personally at Katie and Kay's Halloween party last night at the 3rd Street Center, it was a raucous good time. Again, I think this is my favorite tradition on one of my favorite holidays. So DJ Spooky dropped some serious beats. The photo booth was hilarious and awesome. And, you know, the Thriller dance was phenomenal as well. I think, I heard the term peak Carbondale last night, and I thought that was apt for, I think every proper Halloween party should start with a pre-rehearsed, organized, well-choreographed Thriller dance. And that is exactly what happened at the gym in the 3rd Street Center last night. It was hilarious and amazing, and you guys looked phenomenal. I know that that's something that attracts people from all backgrounds, whether you have a movement or dance background or not. That's something that happens every single year. They rehearse at the Garfield County Library right here in Carbondale leading up to the grand unveiling on Halloween. And last night, you guys absolutely killed it and rocked it, not just with the choreography, but also the expressions. We had so many zombies and just people getting into it. It was very, very cool. The costume contest was next level. I was joking, I will never, ever, as a woman, complain about heels ever again, because there was somebody, unnamed to me still, that just rocked it on stilts to really be truly larger than life in his or her costume, and was getting down, and it was really, really impressive. So all kinds of good things happened last night, and it was a proper celebration and a really wonderful way to come home. So thanks to Katie and Kay supporters who make that happen. Moving on, of course, Hayden Gamble, who's been a superhero the last couple of weeks. Hayden, if you're listening, even in Europe and 7 hours ahead, I was still reading your stories over the last couple of weeks. So I really appreciate your sustained presence in our newspaper. But he was talking about Garfield County Libraries and CMC's ballot initiatives, because please go vote. Please. It's Tuesday. There's no excuse not to vote. Ballots are in the mail. You should have already gotten those. It is too late to mail them back, but you can absolutely stop by Town Hall and drop them off. And there are several. It's a full, I think, 2 pages front and back ballot. And among those measures, you'll see that Garfield Libraries and CMC are both battling some of the economic impacts of Tabor and Gallagher amendments in Colorado. It can feel really dense when you start Googling it and looking into it, but I think Hayden did a really nice job of breaking down the implications of that. And you can check that out in this week's paper as well. Lots of good stuff in this week's paper. Justin Patrick, always, always a pleasure to have you contributing to our paper as well. And I love that the Thompson House is reopening for biweekly tours. He covers it really, really well. And I thought it was cool that there's basically only 5 historic homes in America that contain a full collection of the very possessions that once belonged to the original residents. I wish I could say I came up with that on the fly. I didn't. I borrowed it from Justin's lead. But it's neat to know that right here in Carbondale, there's a house that shares a status with, Thomas Jefferson's Monticello. So all good things you can read about and in your hometown right here in Carbondale. But I am going to pivot hard because you can't see me in the studio, but I was just joined by 4 I'm assuming very athletic soccer players from Ryan Park High School. Let me turn on a couple mics here and get you guys set up. Gentlemen, thank you so much. Oh, yes, four. Okay, I wanted to make sure there wasn't a fifth that snuck in. Thank you so much for joining me. Make yourselves comfortable. I'll move my purse so there's enough chairs for everybody. Mics are live. Have you guys ever been on the radio before?
No, this is our first time.
Oh, yes. I love it. I'm honored. My name's Megan. I really, really appreciate it. If you just want to make sure that you're speaking directly into the microphone, you can swerve around and share. But I figured we just kind of have a conversation because I don't know. I'm sure you guys have been at practice because didn't practice start at 4?
Yeah, it did.
Thank you, Nick.
Yeah, thank you.
appreciate you loaning me some of your players. Well, can we just kind of go around the room and introduce yourselves to both me and our readers?
My name is Leo Loyum.
Excellent. Leo, what year are you? Are you guys all seniors?
Yeah. We're all seniors.
Easy. Okay, cool. What position do you play?
I play goalkeeper.
Awesome. That's not important or anything.
Yeah.
Awesome. Well, thank you, Leo, for joining us.
Ronald Clemente, I play stopper.
Ronald, I don't want to put you on the spot, but I've actually heard of you specifically for your soccer skills. So, I mean, you know, come correct and all.
Thanks.
What position do you play?
I play stopper.
Excellent.
I'm Max Candela, and
awesome.
I play sweeper.
We are going to discuss the differences between stoppers and sweepers for this sports ball fan over here that's hosting today at some point. Thanks for joining us.
And then I'm Aiden, and I play striker.
Awesome. Thank you for joining as well. Aiden, your reputation also precedes you for what it's worth. So thank you guys so much for joining. I will fully admit that I am woefully ignorant. Like, I love watching soccer, but I do not know the ins and outs of, like, when they throw a flag or they call something, I'm just like, yeah. Get them. But it is cool. I was talking about, I just got back. I did a 3-week tour in Europe for my honeymoon. And it was kind of fun because a lot of the people that I was chatting with, I mean, we were in Germany, we were in Croatia and Wales and Scotland. And everyone was kind of poking fun at me because I was an American. And they're like, oh, you guys don't know what real football is, you know. Yeah. And I got to puff up a little bit. I'm like, actually, in my hometown, soccer/football, right, is all the rage right now. You guys are the stars of sports, is my understanding.
Yeah.
I mean, it's kind of cool.
Yeah, it's an honor, I think, like, being able to represent Carbondale and, like in such a big platform, in the state playoffs.
Yeah, absolutely. That's huge. Yeah. And you guys are seniors. So have you guys all been playing together for how many years now?
Yeah, this is our 11th year together. We started when we were 6 years old.
That's longer than any of my relationships.
Yeah.
Same.
So we just started to realize that as we're all seniors, that it's going to come to an end here shortly. So.
Wow. That's kind of bittersweet.
It is bittersweet, but hopefully we can end it on a good note.
Yeah.
I mean, for what it's worth, I hate to be like participation trophy over here. I think it's ending on a good note no matter what happens, right?
Yeah.
Very cool. Did you guys ever think that this was going to happen?
Personally, we, like, as freshmen, we would talk about after the disappointing seasons that we had as freshmen, that once we were seniors, we were going to make up for it and go to, playoffs. And, I mean, it's, a reality come true. So we're just trying to make the best out of it. And hopefully, as Aiden said, end it on a good note, because we don't want to – our last year of high school to, not end it on a good note, even though, we already made it this far. It's still an honor.
Awesome. Any other chimes? I don't want to –
You're a little bit shy on the radio.
No, that's great. So – can you just kind of talk to me a little bit about some of the differences in the positions and the nuances of the sport? And I don't want to dedicate the rest of the show to this, but I think it is cool. And I think that soccer/football, depending on where you're from, is kind of an emerging sport. So talk to me about quote unquote sports ball.
Like just in general, like positions or?
Yeah, like I mean, I've got I've got a sweeper, a striker, a stopper.
Yeah.
Haha. Well, I know what a goalkeeper is. Even I know what a goalie is, right?
So a sweeper that Max plays is like, he plays behind, like he's the last line of defense, and then a stopper, what I play is like a few yards in front of him, like, and I'm in line with the right back and the left back on the side, like the defensive. And then the midfields are like center field, like they're kind of like spread out, like in the like 40-yard line kind of. And then we have the wings, left wing and then right wing, and then we have attacking mid, which is like a forward kind of like that plays behind, I mean, yeah, behind Aiden.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah,
that's, and I play on the top. So basically, Max is our guy when they are on the breakaway. He's there to stop them from shooting at Leo. And then Ronald's there to try to stop any balls coming in.
Mm-hmm.
And that kind of makes up our defense in the middle. And then with them, we have two guys that support for our D. And that kind of makes up the entirety of the defense.
So, Leo, if a ball gets to you, are you just, like, really upset? Like, come on, guys. That's great. So... I've been basically told that your record is ridiculous. You've just been dominating other than, like, Basalt is the one team that you guys are kind of neck and neck with, right?
I wouldn't say neck and neck with Basalt, but we did lose a game to them, which was just
horrible.
Horrible.
But you eked one out in, like, what, second overtime or something?
Well... Basalt beat us in double overtime on a great shot. It was a great game for him. I'll give it to him. And then our only other kind of blemish on the season was a tie against 5A Grand Junction.
Our first game, right?
Yeah, that was one of our first games. And other than that, we've been pretty rock solid getting wins. So hopefully just keep it going.
Okay, so talk to me about this tie thing, because that is something that I routinely hear from my friends. And it's like, what do you mean you can have a tie? Isn't that, like, is that more or less frustrating than an absolute loss? Oh, I see a mic getting pushed over.
Max, you want to talk about it?
I guess it was frustrating for us because we had the lead, and then, we came into the game not just playing our game, and then we didn't know what we expected. And then the thing that was, I guess, frustrated us was that we were winning 2-0 for a half, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then they caught up, I guess, off of our mistakes, and because we came in too cocky for the second half, so yeah.
I feel like there's a broader life lesson there that anyone can learn from, right?
Yeah, probably. And, like, just not be too confident. I mean, just, like, stay composed and finish out the game, honestly. It was, like, our first game, so we didn't, like... I don't know. We're kind of anxious with, like, we weren't prepared with the lead, I guess. But it made it definitely like helped us further in the season to be focused like throughout the whole game.
Yeah, because I mean it's an endurance sport at the end of the day, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Which kind of, I mean, again, you guys are graciously stepping away from practice for a few minutes to chat with me. Without giving anything away to your rivals that are still on the docket, what are you focusing on in practices? What does that look like?
Practice, just working out any kinks that we have. We have had some communications errors between our midfield and our defense and our just all the positions. So just working with that and the coaches. Also just getting ready, making sure our bodies are nice and kept for our games coming up because they're so frequent now. And that's basically it, just taking it one step at a time in practice.
Yeah. Nice. I like that idea of one step at a time. But now I totally want to pivot and annoy you guys with the worst question that I'm sure you've all heard that has nothing to do with soccer. Do you guys know what you're doing next year?
I get that a lot.
And by the way, it is totally okay if you don't, right? Yeah. I mean, life should be one step at a time. But I'm just always curious, and I know that a lot of our listeners have been following your on-field career, so it's always good to hear what's going on. Is it like, hey, no, I'm right here living in the present, or are you, like, in the midst of, you know, early application deadlines and all that jazz?
Yeah, so I just sent my applications in yesterday to University of Virginia and University of Texas Austin. Nice. I do not believe I will be playing soccer for them, sadly. I'm not sure yet if a soccer college future is in my path, but we'll see. So just send those in, so hopefully we'll get an acceptance letter here soon.
For me, I got accepted into Colorado State University, University of Colorado, Boulder.
Congrats. And
I plan on going to CSU, and I'm not sure yet exactly what I want to study, but like something in like the medical field, probably like sports like therapy or something.
Absolutely.
Yeah, physical therapy or something like that, yeah.
Very cool.
I applied to some school in Denver, and I also applied to Mesa because my brother's there, so why not go over there? But yeah, like I really want to play soccer, but we'll see what happens.
Yeah. For sure, sure.
Me, I'm still undecided where I kind of want to go, but one of my goals is to play college soccer, so yeah.
Definitely. Now, if you want to play college soccer, are you looking to get recruited? Do you have to deal with tapes and all that? Or is it more once you get to the school, you can kind of try out, I guess? I have no idea. I'm genuinely asking.
You would like, most likely you'll send film of your clips. And if they go to your games, they would ask you to go try practice with them and see what you can do with them and like what you bring to the table for them. And
yeah. I think that's a really astounding background side of high school sports for guys your age. If you do want to continue on, I think a lot of people think, oh, you just show up and try out. And when I heard people talking about, yeah, film, right? So when you're playing on the field, it's to get that win that night, but maybe not necessarily just that night. There could be future implications. Yeah. How do you deal with the pressure?
I don't know. I feel like I don't get pressured. I just play my game, and as I can see, everyone else plays their game. And
awesome.
Yeah.
I mean, that's probably the best.
For me, it's hard because I'm a goalie, so.
All the time. No pressure. No pressure, right? Is there something in particular, like, is there a moment that you can remember that you're like, oh, man?
I guess the one in Basel, because I was... It was a good shot, but I'm pretty sure I gotta have a hand on it. But it was a good shot, so.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, it was a good shot. Whatever. It's fine.
It happens, yeah.
Yeah, and there's only so much you can do to replay before you drive yourself crazy. But do you guys have friends at Basalt High School? Do you know the people that you're competing against?
Yeah. I don't know if we would necessarily call them friends, but like, yeah, we know them. Yeah, we know them.
Sure. We do know them. It was playing Basalt is probably the most interesting game we have.
Yeah.
It does not matter if they are 0-10 and the worst in the league or they're the best ever. They will almost play us hard. Yeah. We'll play them hard, and it'll be a battle the whole time.
Do you think that's just because of like the local rivalry?
Yeah,
absolutely. For sure.
That's awesome. Well, congratulations, you guys. I mean, genuinely, for not only what you've accomplished so far, but moving forward, not only with the next stage of soccer, but also the next stage of everything that you're endeavoring to do. I think that's very cool. Any last words about the bittersweetness of an 11-year chapter closing?
I don't know. Just, it's going to be fun, and we're going to hopefully end it with a win.
Yeah, so. We're basically family since like we played with each other for so long, so just like knowing that that'll be like within a week it'll be our last like days playing with each other, it's like bittersweet, but I don't know, we've had a good run, I think, and we've definitely gotten closer as like friends, and I think we're basically family now.
I would say so too.
Yeah.
Nice. Leo, Max, any thoughts?
Just family.
That's fantastic. Well, I will not keep you from an important practice any longer than I've already gotten you. So thank you, gentlemen, so much for joining us. For our listeners, you are just hearing from some of the star athletes on Roaring Fork High School's soccer game. And when is the big game?
Saturday. It's either like at 1 or 3, but
so like day after tomorrow.
Yeah.
Oh, so, go to practice.
Yeah, there was the team we do not know who we play yet on Saturday. Their game got rescheduled, I think, because some weather delays. So they are playing right now.
Oh, wow.
So we'll learn later today who we play. And then the time will be out once they finish.
Breaking news. Okay. Try and stay on top of it. Well, go forth and conquer.
Thank you.
Make sure you guys come support.
Absolutely. No, I will say that was one thing that Will, my editor, who is an alum, by the way, he is so giddy about what you guys are doing. And when he came to one of your games, I don't remember which one it was because he was like recapping me on the last 3 weeks, but he was just beaming and he was like, there were more people in the stands than I have ever seen for a soccer game. And it is so cool. So yes, the energy is there. The momentum is there. Go support, right? Yeah. So you're on.
Right, thank you.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you guys. Cheers. Tell Nick I said thanks. All right. So I should take this moment to remind you that you are listening to KD&K, commercial-free since 1983. Underwriting on KD&K is an effective way to market your business. Reach your friends and neighbors in the Roaring Fork Valley and beyond with KD&K's reasonable underwriting packages. Email Greg at kdnk.org. Just a couple minutes left here on Everything Under the Sun. That was four of our athletes on Roaring Fork High School's soccer team, and kind of a breaking news situation. We don't know who they're going to be playing in the championship game yet. That determining game is currently underway, but should be exciting. And if you haven't been to a soccer game, like, right now is the time to go. These kids are just beaming, and like they aptly pointed out, it's been an 11-year relationship for the seniors that are playing. So a lot is kind of on the line. It's an emotional, cool thing, and it's neat to be able to go and support them. I am Megan Tackett. Thank you so much. This has been Everything Under the Sun on KD&K.